Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women helpers and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions are feeling. They sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced the struggle firsthand, and I emerged with the insights and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week, we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Ladies, I survived this. I got through it, and so can you. For you women who are tired of feeling sick, tired of getting conflicting information, and frustrated, I hear you. In today's episode, I'm getting real, sharing my story and what has led me to building this business, life, and yes, this podcast, Creating Flow. But first, if you like what you hear today, I would highly suggest joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I really hope to see you there. So tell me, have you ever been there? I remember this day so clearly, and it was really pivotal in my life. It changed the trajectory of my business. It changed the trajectory of my personal health. But I remember just feeling so stuck on the couch. I'd been in my house for days. I really was a hot mess. Unbathed, greasy hair, didn't even care. Watching my son play by himself while chucking organic snacks at him, and I was barely able to nurse my baby girl. And my mind was going crazy with all these thoughts of the things I needed to get done. And if I could only just do this one more thing or learn this other thing, then I would be okay. And then, you know, those thoughts of like, there has to be more to life than this. Like, I need to be able to feel good. And I have this mission to help people. But I couldn't move. And it had been weeks of just barely even getting by, getting the basics for myself, getting the basics for my kids. And this was really, as I see now looking back, my really lowest point, but also very near my breakthrough. The years leading up to this, for 10 years, I'd had different health issues and I feel like they just really wouldn't get solved by conventional medicine. And I had sought after alternative and holistic practitioners and years and research and training on my own. After all, I had a doctorate in physical therapy, so I could read the research and began looking, you know, for those alternative treatments, food, supplement use, energy healing, mindset training. And I started to incorporate all of those things. But really, the biggest thing was taking the leap to take responsibility for myself and the life that I really wanted to live and my wellness. I had to quit my job. I had to really make a plan that I could adhere to, but this took years. I want to go back so I explain that journey just a little more, because really my journey into alternative health had started years before this. And I remember I was sitting in the doctor's office and hearing the words, "You will not be able to have children." And that's all I could think about as I sat there and they were telling me that due to my pain from my endometriosis, mind you, I'd already had surgery. But I was 26. I was unmarried. I was just out of doctorate school for physical therapy. And I hadn't even thought if I wanted kids yet. I didn't even know that yet. And they wanted to remove one of my organs. And I'm like, that just didn't seem okay to me. And that was really my first round of seeking out something else. And at that point, I was able to find an acupuncturist near me that was also trained in traditional Chinese medicine. And through acupuncture, diet changes, and herbs and different support for my systems from the Chinese medicine supplements, I really was able to heal my body. And when I finally did get married, have kids, or think about having kids a few years later, that process went very smoothly for me. And I also have not had any endometriosis type symptoms since then. I had another really memorable episode a few years after that. And again, here I am, emergency room, just bent over in pain. And the doctor telling me I had another bladder infection. Well, this is like the third or the fourth one in a couple of months. And you know, the doctors are doing their best, most likely. However, I asked for a culture and they were just like, we're not going to culture. Here's your antibiotics. So I'm like, I'm not taking any more antibiotics. And if I hear someone tell me to wipe from the front to back again, I'll probably scream right in your face because I was doing all the things and I wasn't getting better. So again, frustrated, I sought out alternative care. And that's when I had my first appointment with a naturopath. And in that, those episodes of care, again, supplements, diet changes, acupuncture, and I was able to heal my body actually. And so that I wasn't suffering and putting band-aids on things as I went. I didn't even have bladder infections. I had interstitial cystitis, a whole different thing that was happening in my body. And when I went to a provider that listened and assessed and actually had those holistic treatments, I was able to, again, get to the root cause and actually heal my body from the inside, right? Back to being on the couch at that point now, like many of you other high achieving women, I'm sure thought I could do it all. I was very ambitious at the time. I, again, have alluded to the point that I had a doctorate in physical therapy, but in addition to being frustrated with my own health at that time with stage 4 adrenal fatigue and Hashimoto's, I was also noticing in my patients from the years leading up to this that they also were suffering from chronic pain and they weren't getting better and nobody could understand why. Yet they were showing up to my office with a bag of Doritos and a Mountain Dew for breakfast, right? And I think most of us at this point know those aren't the best options that we could be doing to heal our body. But this made me really think about how if we can nourish our body with the nutrients and the supplements and the food that actually feeds it and nourishes it, we can thrive and we can heal. Like our bodies are so amazing. So this led me to becoming a nutritional therapy practitioner. Side note, I really wanted to become a naturopath, but I'd already been in school for 10 years. And went through that pretty much my own. So you can imagine student loans, et cetera, et cetera. I lived in the middle of nowhere in North Idaho, which we love. But going back to be a naturopath meant relocation, more school loans, and you get the drift. But anyway, so I digress. But becoming a nutritional therapy practitioner changed my life again because I was able to learn how to nourish the body, how it would take the food and use it in the system that it needed to nourish. And I was able to then learn about how different symptoms can be put together in a package, so to speak. And we can look at the actual system within the body that is broken down and nourish that system. So it's almost like magic. And during that, we use reflex points and things to do some neurolingual testing, which says very specifically if certain supplements work for certain people for the certain conditions that they're having. And this worked for me too. So I was able with some providers and some alternative medications to really heal 90% of the way from my Hashimoto's. I still, when certain things would happen, I would have what I would call like a flare. And often that would land me in bed for days at a time. Like I had the flu, eating gluten was one of those things that would happen to me, or being dehydrated for several days in a row, just not getting enough water could put me there. And as I go through the journey, again, I would say like this point, I was doing much better. And I had taken the leap, started my own business, transitioning from working out of the school district part-time to fully in my business as a physical therapist, nutritional therapist, and then as a energy healer soon to come. I was thrown into myofascial release. I personally went on an amazing trip to Sedona and myofascial release clinic is there. The John Barnes method that I studied, one of their main clinics is there. And so we went there and it changed my life again. I have a lot of these life-changing moments, right? But that's how I now know that my purpose here and part of my purpose here, I guess I should say, is really this experiential leadership, right? Like I go through it and then I can help other people come along and move through it with much more grace and ease than I ever did and the tools that they need, right? But myofascial release opened up a part of me that I didn't even know existed. It really is what brought me into this space where I learned that I was actually an empath and I was intuitive and that I could start to feel emotions. I could see different pictures, different things that would happen to people in their body or certain ways that tissues needed to move in order to realign and allow release of really stored experiences, stored emotions, and stored injuries, right? And as I dove deep into that myofascial release world, I was so intrigued. And other pieces that I was, like I was saying, where that intuitive piece was coming in, and then I would start to see like gears that would turn, and I would, in my mind, have to turn them back till they would sync up or something like that. And then the person would have a release on my table. And there was pieces of me that would, that would see color. And again, I thought there was maybe something wrong with me again. Like, oh, I have a pineal gland tumor or something that's causing me to hallucinate. And it was a little interesting side conversation I would have with myself. But a few months later, I was invited in to do some energy work, and I was looking at business coaching, and that person appeared to me, and she did both things. So we energetically did some business stuff, and then she also taught Reiki, and I was like, oh, what's Reiki? And as that was introduced to me, and I went through my attunements, I become a Reiki master. I was like, oh, that's what happened with the myofascial release, right? I was able to see into this universal energy, this collective energy, and I was able to harness it. I was able to help people transmute and alchemize what was happening in their body into a more favorable, or just releasing altogether things that they had not been able to release in the past due to all kinds of different reasons. And those will be episodes to come that you can enjoy, because I will be diving into all of that fascinating stuff that will pertain to you and help you heal, and also help the clients that you serve heal as well. As I went through that, my health started to improve as well. Little by little, I noticed that I had more energy and that things didn't bother me as much as they used to, and stress was much less. Even though there was a lot of stressful things happening around me or in me, I was able to build the tools so that I could still function at a really high level, even though there was that stress around me. And one sort of last piece that I really haven't talked to about yet is the universal law and subconscious beliefs. Like, those two things went hand in hand for me. And I started to really study and immerse myself in what is this universal law that people talk about. And I learned how it's really woven in all spiritual texts, in religious texts. It's in the through the Bible, and all different sorts of spiritual guide work is based on the universal law principles. And subconscious beliefs, that is game changer, right? When I learned that most of what we see around us, first of all, we created, but second of all, they are really stories that we have attributed to the experiences that we lived. And then we assign meaning and worth and value with these beliefs through these experiences. And most of them aren't true, because in those experiences, we're not able to see them clearly on the inside. You know, they say hindsight's 20/20. Well, that's true even in our experiences. And so if we can go back with the tools we have now and the perspective we have now, and in a place of safety, we can learn to reprogram those beliefs inside of us. And there was a piece there that really clicked for me. And it was this idea that I was identifying as somebody who had Hashimoto's. I wasn't identifying as somebody that had been through Hashimoto's. And so I was looking still for the places in my life that were going to cause me to be tired or have a flare or not feel well or cause me stress, in the fact that it would exacerbate the Hashimoto's symptoms. When I reprogrammed that to be the person that used to have Hashimoto's, I now am not looking for those areas in my life that are going to cause me tiredness. And I don't have this feeling of being tired before I even do the things that are going to cause me to have a flare. And sure, I still get tired sometimes and I still need some additional rest time, but it's not for days and weeks at a time. And really when I look through this journey, like it was hard, but there was a blessing there, like there always is. I was really able to lean in and learn about how our internal world is showing up in external symptoms and signs. And when we have physical things, we need to look inside to heal them, as well as outside. Once they have become physiological, we have to address that as well and give the physical body what it needs as we heal the spiritual and emotional and mental areas of us. And through this, I also discovered my purpose really is this idea of generational healing. And I did go a little rabbit hole with that for a little while about how daunting that felt. But once I was able to step into this idea of helping other helpers and healers have energy so that they can actually show up and serve and feel good and make an impact. And really that leads them to freedom in their life, their health, their business, and brings in more money for them. And I just feel full of life when I get to help other people unblock their energy and unlock their internal power, get rid of that messaging and those beliefs and those double binds and energy that is stuck in their body that's holding them back from doing these great purposes that they also have, and ultimately spreading their magic around to other people and then thus helping other people. And that brings me back to my purpose of that generation healing. And if I do it through other helpers and healers, then we get to exponentially unlock this for so many women. And this then brought me full circle around to now the programming that I offer that encompasses that whole mind, body, spirit piece. And we focus on taking women from that place of scarcity, tired, sick, stuck, procrastinating, into the place of abundance of time, health, and energy. And when you get there, what gets to happen for you is you get to make more impact, you get to make more money. And we do this by addressing all the areas of our existence, and we get to support and nourish the mind, body, and spirit into wholeness. And the fire to spread this message is what's really brought me into the space of podcasting and starting this podcast, creating Flow. So not only can I bring the information that I get intuitively and what I learn and the strategies that I have in place for other women to be successful, I also get to bring in a lot of really cool experts and other people in the same space. And they also get to bring in their knowledge and their wisdom and really add to the richness of this podcast. So I am super stoked to have these amazing conversations and bringing these other amazing women, maybe occasionally men, to you. We'll see, and bring that to you. I think that's my story for today. So I hope to see you next week and keep on listening to Creating Flow. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.